USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Roger Stone's 40-month prison sentence has been commuted. President Trump issued the executive grant of clemency to the longtime Republican operative. A statement from the White House called Stone a victim of the Russia hoax, adding there was never any collusion between the Trump campaign or administration and Russia. Stone was convicted in November of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice. The commutation comes days before Stone was to go to jail. Tropical storm Fay has weakened to a depression. She made landfall Friday afternoon north of Atlantic City, New Jersey. The storm soaked parts of the New York City area with nearly 3 inches of rain and wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour. The storm is expected to hit parts of New England later on Saturday. Wall Street ends in positive territory on Friday, the Dow up 369 points, the Nasdaq up nearly 70. This is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
The Pac-12 has announced their fall sports plan, and USA's John Hunt has details.
The Pacific 12 Conference has now eliminated all non-league football games for the upcoming season, the latest sports casualty of the raging coronavirus pandemic. The San Francisco-based group, which includes elite academic institutions of the University of California, Berkeley, and Stanford, announced that its football, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball teams would only play conference opponents. The Pac-12 announcement came one day after the Big Ten said all of its fall sports would be conference only, and the Ivy League went a step further earlier in the week, announcing that all fall sports would be shelved for 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Meanwhile, NHL players and owners ratified an agreement to resume the season and agreed to extend their labor agreement through 2026. Hockey will return with an expanded 2014 playoff format with no fans. Toronto and Edmonton will serve as hub cities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a continued impasse on Capitol Hill over competing police reform proposals. USA's Chris Barnes reports Democrats made it the focus of their weekly address.
The Democratic-controlled House passed a police reform bill last month after the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. However, it's been stalled in the Republican-led Senate, where the GOP has a reform bill of its own that Dems say doesn't go far enough. In the weekly address, Democratic Virginia Congressman Donald McEachin said Americans want bipartisan action to fight what he calls an epidemic of police brutality and racial injustice. And he says the nation's response to the pandemic has only turned up evidence of that injustice.
Never had the deadly and insidious effects of systematic racism been clearer than the past few months as we've all weathered a pandemic that has disproportionately assailed and killed black and brown people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Ford Motor Company is having an internal debate on whether to continue making vehicles for law enforcement. As many as 100 of the company's employees have raised the question in letters to executives during an online town hall. Ford makes about two-thirds of the vehicles used by law enforcement in the country. Company Executive Chairman Bill Ford and CEO Jim Hackett said in a statement they can't turn a blind eye to systemic racism nor accept some sense of order that's based on oppression. The company told NBC News they weren't pulling out of the police market. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.